Governor Rick Scott and the Florida Cabinet have begun discussions on how to handle artifacts from the Arthur G. Dozier School for Boys, a former reform school where children are alleged to have been abused and died. Some have suggested the state consider recreational or educational uses for the site, but Charles Fudge, a former resident at Dozier, is worried that history may be lost if the site is redeveloped.
Until they find the remaining bodies, they should never let any kind of buildings be put on that property. Those boys, you know, when we were sent there, we didn't expect to be beaten, and we certainly didn't expect to die.
A final report is expected in January from the University of South Florida researchers who've been excavating the site and seeking identification of remains. Erin Kimmerly is the USF anthropologist who led the dig, which has discovered more than 50 bodies on the property.
Of the six identifications we've had, four were to direct siblings. So even though they're quite elderly now, it's brothers and sisters. And I know they're extremely grateful to all of you, as we are, for the opportunity to take on this project and bring this history forward.
The state had hoped to sell the Dozier site. That move was put on hold by the investigation.